Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Ed Schoenfeld. This week on AK, Hot Springs. For many residents of Tenneke Springs in southeast Alaska, life revolves around the community bathhouse. It's fed by the hot springs that give the town its name. Now, this old local institution is receiving a very 21st century renovation. Locals have raised money to convert the building to geothermal heat, putting a modern spin on the town's ancient resource. KCAW's Rachel Waldholtz has the story.
That's not a church choir, and this isn't a concert hall. It's the Bathhouse Babes singing in the community bathhouse in Tenneke Springs. Tenneke Springs has a population of about 100 people in summer, just 40 in winter. The bathhouse sits in the heart of town. It's a concrete cube with a cloudy skylight. The space is humid and archaic feeling. The cement walls drip. They're covered with green mineral stains, and the water is 108 degrees. The whole structure is small enough that you might walk past without noticing. But the hot spring is the entire reason that there's a town here at all. And the bathhouse is the town's social hub.
In other communities, there's other ways that people gather around. They gather around the local coffee house or the local brew pub or whatever, you know.
Wendy Stern has lived in Tenneke for over a decade.
In Tenneke, we really gather at the bathhouse, you know.
One of the first things you say to someone who's come to town is, did you get a bath?
That's Vicki Weisenbaugh, the postmistress. There's no municipal water system, and electricity is supplied by a set of diesel generators. Heating water is expensive. So the community bathhouse isn't a spa or a recreational hot tub. It's where people bathe. This is Mayor Don Pegues.
No bathing suits. Everything is nude.
But a couple years ago, people in Tenneke realized that the bathhouse could use some work. For one thing, the dressing room was heated with a diesel furnace, which was expensive. The bathhouse is maintained by the Tenneke Springs Bathhouse Committee, an ad hoc group of local people who pay the heating bill and hire a custodian. For years, the bathhouse committee had discussed using the water from the bath itself to heat the dressing room, but they didn't want to mess with the magic.
Dare not touch that water for any other purpose without risking changing its temperature.
Brooke Elgee is the chairman of the bathhouse committee.
Story goes that one time somebody thought they could deepen it with a little dynamite and tried to deepen it with a little dynamite, and the water stopped. Fortunately, it started again. But man, you don't mess with the bathhouse here.
And then about 4 years ago, Kevin and Carlene Allred moved to Tenneke Springs. Allred saw the potential for geothermal heat right away.
I was just amazed to look at all these springs coming out, and I thought, wow, you could use this heat for heating structures.
Allred experimented with his own house first, using a hot spring that runs down the hill out back to create the first geothermal heat system in Tenneke Springs. Around this time, Allred was doing some basic repairs on the dressing room foundation. And while he was down there, he found a new hot spring. In fact, he found 7 new springs that nobody had known were there.
I go, whoa, this is a lot better because I can rig something up right underneath the structure.
But in order for geothermal heat to work, the structure has to be well insulated, and the dressing room wasn't. This is Brooke Elgee.
Well, in order to insulate, you got to do some structural work, and it turns out the wall was rotten, and it turned out some other stuff was a problem, and the roof was a disaster. All of a sudden, we're looking at, $35,000-$40,000.
We're looking at about over $53,000.
That's Vicki Weisenbaugh, the postmistress. She's also the president of the Tenneke Historical Collection. Normally, the bathhouse is funded by donations. Visitors come and leave $10 here, $20 there. This was on a whole different scale. So the Tenneke Historical Collection took up the cause. And in June, they sent out 165 letters asking for donations. In all, they raised $15,000 this summer and over $26,000 from individual donations in the past 2 years. But why go to all this trouble over a little bathhouse? Locals say it's because the bathhouse is what makes Tenneke, Tenneke.
But in a place where you have to be so careful with, you know, your energy usage and your
water and everything else, you have to be so kind of restrictive because, you know, everything's in such limited supply. Here's this, like, and, you know, feels like this, which of course is not true, but, you know, this endless supply of hot water that just pours up out of the ground.
That's Darius Menino, who runs the local bakery.
It feels so decadent and, like, luxurious, right? That's how I see it.
Okay, but it's time to ask the obligatory outsider's question. Isn't it strange to see your neighbors naked in the bath all the time? This is Wendy Stern.
You know, it isn't. I mean, but I'm an old hippie, so I don't know. Ask the Mormon, I don't know.
I just go back to my days in high school.
You know, one thing that I think is really cool, so we have all these little girls, and they bathe with women, young women, old women, and everyone in between, and they see women's bodies transforming and aging, how women's bodies change after pregnancy, how we age in a way that's, you know, you're not going to see in Vogue magazine.
Sure enough, around 8 o'clock one night, there are a dozen women in the bath, ranging in age from 6 to 60, and about half of them are singing. Reporting in Tenneke, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.